Welcome back to Census Culturals podcast program. We're delighted to be joined today by Dr. Farideh Niruman, an advisory board member with Census Cultural. Welcome. To begin with, I'd like to invite you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
It is a great pleasure to be on advisory board for Census Cultural. My name is Farideh Niruman. It is great pleasure to introduce myself and give you a brief educational background. I obtained my bachelor degree in psychology from International University, Pahlavi University in Shiraz, Iran. Right after that, I immigrated to United States of America to continue my education. I obtained my master's degree in behavioral psychology, experimental analysis of behavior from California State University in Sacramento. Right after that, I continued my education for obtaining my PhD in psychology, experimental analysis of behavior from Western Michigan University. In 1982, after obtaining my PhD from Western Michigan University, I returned to California and reside in San Mateo, California. At that time, I lead a project along with Golden Gate Regional Center, Board of Supervisor and community provider to support individuals with autism and developmental disability to exit them from locked state facility into community-based program. This program was extremely successful. To begin with, these individuals have not committed any crime to be locked up. Number two, having them in community-based program provide them with quality living and exposure to more opportunity and normal living. That was a very, very successful program, and up to today, it continue to be a very successful and helpful program for individuals with autism and their family. In year 2000, I obtained my second master's degree in clinical psychology from Professional School of Psychology in Sacramento. And at that time, I joined County Mental Health and continued with my services, providing wide range of mental health services to low-income families and their children.
How does your education relate to autism and developmental disabilities?
My education, both master's degree and PhD, was with the emphasis on experimental analysis of behavior modification. Experimental analysis of behavior is based on principle of antecedent behavior and consequences, which means we can increase the favorable, desirable social behavior by reinforcing them and decreasing unfavorable, undesirable behavior by consequencing them. The autistic and developmentally disabled population, due to very limited social skill, due to limited communication skill, have wide range of acting out undesirable behavior. Those behavior could be self-abusive behavior, aggressive behavior toward others, acting out behavior such as property destruction. Based on principle of behavior modification, if we find favorable social skill and reinforce them, we can expand and increase the number of good, desirable social behavior. And by consequencing inappropriate behavior, we can decrease that. Based on those principles, behavior modification, experimental analysis of behavior could be extremely effective and instrumental in management of behavior in autistic population.
How does the project of exiting individuals with autism and developmental disabilities from state-locked hospitals impact the autistic population and their families?
In 1982, after finishing the program of PhD, I reside in San Mateo, California, where along with Board of Supervisors, Golden Gate Regional Center, and community service provider, we had a project to exit individuals with autism and developmental disability from locked state hospital into community-based residential program. This program was extremely successful, and the community and the family, as well as a State Department, was very supportive of this project. Number one, it was cost effective for a state. Number two, individuals with autism and developmental disability have not committed any crime to be locked up in a state facility for rest of their life. In addition to that, having these individuals in the community would make them accessible to their family and a wide range of services in the community, along with quality living, more normal living in regular family home, which they would share with four or five other peers. This project was very successful because the family had access to their children and they could be involved in their life. They could have regular visit with them and they were not deprived by having them locked up in a state facility. It was effective for the population because they were in a small community-based residential setting. They were enjoying rather normal life like anybody else. They had great access into opportunities. They were going to movies, they were going to parks, they were going to beach, they were going to restaurant, and had a normal life, was exposed to normal opportunities. But the most important thing, their exposure to normal living, a staff member being in touch with them, would provide them with opportunity to develop greater social skill and reduce their acting out behavior.
It seems the project started around 1982 and it's now 2021. How has this project advanced since?
The project of exiting a client with autism and developmental disability started even before 1982. Up to today, this is a very successful project in a sense that hardly any client that have exited the locked state facility has gone back. They continue living in residential community-based program. In addition to that, the program has expanded in a way that these individuals can attend day treatment program. They are active member of society and their community. They learn job skill. They go to job with coach and perform job and even earn living. The program expanded in a way that some autistic individual lived in their own apartment and a staff member would attend to them to teach them how to cook, how to clean their apartment, how to make the bill and the payment for apartment utility. So this project started with the idea of exiting client from locked state facility, but expanded to much, much more than that.
How do you foresee your role in advancing Census Cultural's mission? And finally, I want to thank you very much for joining us in this program.
My hope is to continue supporting census cultural, and as a result, support the population with autism and their family. I am hoping to provide monthly podcasts educating families and community on what autism is all about, how the management of autistic behavior can be managed, training for the parent, training for community staff member, providing educational information around autism and their treatment. And I hope that these monthly podcasts be effective not only to the family and individual, but to the community as whole.
Once again, thank you very much.